Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Look, we had a little bit of technical difficulty. I think we have it overcome. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you we're back. Yes, thank the Most High that we're back again. Yes, we're back again for another episode, a very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Enemy Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed. For the opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. These very precious words the Most High has granted me. Yes, the Most High has granted me for the blessing, the reconciliation, for the healing. Yes, my brothers and sisters, and for the enlightenment of His people. And unto this cause, my brothers and sisters, I indeed thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near, and I welcome you to the show. But Most High has told me that for His cause, I have some very important things for His cause that I must do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, Yes, he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me. He said to me that I would have his protection and his guidance. With that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me. And I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could. Yes, even since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, yes, if they could, to destroy. All of you who are listening to this show, whether it be live, as we are now, or through the archives, I would strongly, strongly admonish you to contact as many as you can. I say contact as many as you can, calling them forth to hear these words. I would say to you, my brothers and sisters, it is critical that these things be discerned. The time to discern them is not later, it is now. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and discern the truth that your leaders have in fact done very much to cause it not to be a part of your contemplation, your awareness, your consideration. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. The Most High told me many years ago, he told me these words, saying, all that is required, I want you to hear me, all that is required to create a devil is for man to be left without the guidance and the knowledge of Yah. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, partial growth unto perception is not sufficient, my brothers and sisters, for a man to be called stable. Think about it. Abraham was told, seek the Most High, seek his perfect will. I said his perfect will. If you look at Genesis 17, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. Most High told him to walk before him perfectly, seeking his perfect will. And he told him his seed, his children, but therefore, one day, I would even say reconciled from the midst of all nations. Read enough of the prophecy. He said there would be a blessing to all nations. In other words, all nations will see the light. I said all nations will see the light of the Most High. There's a very, very powerful concept in discerning this. Did you hear what I said before, my brothers and sisters? Did you hear what I said before? All that is required to create a devil, if there were none, is for man to be left to his own presumptuousness. No man, my brothers and sisters, is in the light without the light. Do I need to repeat that? No man is in the light of the kingdom of Yah without the light. The reason why Messiah said, therefore, say not that I came to destroy the law of the prophets. He said, if you seek to nullify even the least, even the smallest letter of the law of the prophets, he said, shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. He said he came not to destroy or abolish the law, but to teach it fully. That's what it really means. But to teach even what my brothers and sisters, your rulers would not. The Holy Spirit seek to teach all things, no lie in it. Shall man, my brothers and sisters, be true to what is safe, secure, even on something like a driver's test? If all the people have not been made aware of the rules of the road, think about it. When you tell you have to pass a driver's test, you have to learn the rules of the road in that particular state. There are certain rules, my brothers and sisters, that are also common across the country. I can only tell you that if all don't discern those rules, you have crashes, my brothers and sisters. You have a dangerous situation. Well, so it is with the conscience of the kingdom of Yah. If all are not agreed as to what is the rule of the kingdom, we have much conflict. We have much controversy. We have arguments and offense. We have something other than peace. I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, it is written in the book of Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people are contentious, confused, argumentative, filled with debate and doubt. And ultimately, my brothers and sisters, at that point, being filled with debate and doubt, not faithful, not confirmed, not sealed, not secure. The scriptures tell us in Zechariah, however, how about Zephaniah? In the third chapter, 3:13. Good example. It talks about the remnant of Israel that shall be component, citizens, constituents of the Holy Kingdom. At Zephaniah 3:13, we are told that the remnant of Israel, a faithful remnant of Israel, will in fact, my brothers and sisters, do no iniquity, no inequity, nothing after the tainted ideals of this world. They shall walk then therefore in justice, according to what is true justice. Scripture says they shall speak no lies, no deceitful tongue shall be found in their mouths. Scripture tells us, my brothers and sisters, and therefore they shall have none to harm them, none to dissuade them. The kingdom shall dwell securely. Therefore, we must understand, what are the scriptures speaking about, my brothers and sisters? At the book of Isaiah, for instance, Messiah will declare to a world, bind all the testimony. First to his people and then a world. Bind all the testimony. Seal all the law. What is the law, my brothers and sisters, if it's not the conscience of a kingdom, the mutual understanding, mutual law of cooperation, the conscience after which all must walk, that we discern, in fact, my brothers and sisters, what is justice? What is, understand, not just what is justice in the common sense as we hear it, in the English language, but the word that is oftentimes translated justice is also the word that's translated righteousness. It means a matter of being true to all the Most High has declared. The word, very word righteousness does not mean partial in the law or partial in the sense of what is conscience, but recognizing fully what the Most High declares. And forget my point, discerning, my brothers and sisters, the name of the Most High. What do I mean by that? Most High's very name is what he uses to vouchsafe, seal, confirm, declare steadfast in a promise all that he has spoken. To know his name is to know his will. It is to know how not to provoke him. It's how to know how to behave oneself in an honorable manner in his presence. Should a man know how to do this after all the variant misideals of a multitude of nations, of any one nation that lacks the knowledge of Yah, or after all the contentions of the nations, shall men still say they shall discern what is acceptable before the presence of the one great king who declares righteousness above all the nations as King of kings, Lord of lords? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures in the book of Ephesians, it says, this late in Ephesians 2, that salvation, peace, is not after the conversation. I said salvation is not after the varied conversation of men. And lacking the knowledge of Yah, men are still yet the children of wrath. Scripture goes on and says, this salvation is not after the conceits of men, not after works and devices seeming wise unto men. Faith is a gift. Yeah, capacity to discern beyond all the variant misconceits of man is a gift from Yah. The book of Romans says faith comes by hearing and it means a word from Yah. Not all the rulers have preached, in fact, according to Romans 10. And not all the rulers have preached. Not all who have claimed to have actually preached the gospel. Many are they who have the written book of the law, but don't preach it by faith. In other words, by direction that comes from on high. Men, oftentimes, therefore, not knowing what is the righteousness of Yah revealed from on high, seek to establish their own righteousness. But everyone seeking to establish his own ways is not the salvation peace for any people. Scripture says men seeking to establish their own righteousness have not submitted to the righteousness of Yah. Meaning we all have one consummate rule that we all must agree to. And it is based upon what the Most High has foreordained from the very beginning. There must be the peace of his people upon this earth. What the Most High declared from the beginning is an eternal statute. It's an eternal sense of law. It's an eternal sense of order that all his people must agree to, because he does not change. What are those, my brothers and sisters, who actually believe the Most High has at any point established a covenant forgetting what he has spoken to the former saints, the saints of old? In fact, the book of Malachi says he comes, in the third chapter, it says he comes to restore righteousness as of old in former years. Many of they who talk about a new covenant, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says a new thing will I create in the earth. A woman shall love her husband. He says men broke the covenant, though he was a husband unto them. What does it really mean? It means he, though his people have been scattered among the nations, among a multitude of diverse rulers, having forgotten the knowledge of the kingdom of Yah, amongst a multitude of contentious rulers, and forgotten the way of peace. Well, the scriptures are actually saying, my brothers and sisters, he will restore his people to that which he's declared of old. He will write his laws upon the minds and hearts. And we will again be in all ways his people. In fact, in the book of Romans, something they took out in King James, it actually says in Romans 11:25-27, it says we shall all have the same covenant with him. And that would be the salvation of a people. In fact, my brothers and sisters, that would be the peace of a world entire. Shall men say that each one, according to the varied standards of every nation, are prepared for that same kingdom of peace? Again, the scripture said, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, is that word which the Most High will publish again in this earth through his chosen one. Who after the spirit of Yah that teaches all things, no lie in it, will declare a word from on high, above all the nations. And again, my brothers and sisters, after one rule, above and beyond all the darkness, presumptuousness, self-righteousness of men, a world shall again know what is peace. Yes, a provocative title, a very provocative title, which I've entitled this show. But I have reason, my brothers and sisters, for declaring it this way. Let me read a bit of scripture to you that perhaps may help to understand. I pray the Most High that it shall. Zechariah 13:7 relates much of what this title is about. Scripture talks about 2/3 of humanity will perish, my brothers and sisters, and many among the nations have never even known why. I repeat, 2/3 of humanity will perish in the judgment, and many have hardly even discerned why. Self-righteousness, my brothers and sisters, has a lot to do with it. Not discerning what is written in Ephesians 2 and Ephesians 6, saying you must discern what the acceptable will of Yah is, has a lot to do with it. The fact that men, my brothers and sisters, are walking after the spirit of, the scripture calls the spirit of the air, the testimony of this world, the conversation of this world. Scripture says in Ephesians 2, men, therefore, walking after such is still, in so many ways, the children of wrath. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, in Ephesians 2, it also says, whoever is stranger to the commonwealth of Israel. In other words, the ways and the knowledge of the kingdom of Yah, after which you might have peace with his people. They'd be strangers to that knowledge. Without hope, you are left without hope, without Yah, without the Savior, without the Messiah, certainly without the one called the Kurdi, who is the King of Glory. Oh, we need to explain that too, don't we? We're about to. It says still in the world. And quite frankly, if we read the scriptures that are in the book of Yohanan, well, 1 Yohanan, The scriptures there that actually says that we know something, my brothers and sisters, that many might not want to deal with. But the scripture says the whole world, yes, my brothers and sisters, the whole world is in darkness. You find that scripture for you. It really relates to the whole world is under the wicked. But let me see if I can explain this verse to you. In 1 Johannes, see if I can pull it up right quickly for you. 1 Johannes, might not be exactly the perfect place. Let me see. Just give me just a moment. Here it is. 1 Johannes 5:19. King James Version. And we know that we are of Yah, and the whole world lies in darkness. They put down here the word wickedness. I've said it to you many times before. The word for wickedness is also lawlessness. How about lack of knowledge? Some texts read it another way. How about the NASB? He said, we know that we are of Yah, and that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. Realize, my brothers and sisters, that in the Hebrew mind, evil is a deviation from a perfect state. It's a falling away from the invariant light or wisdom of the Most High. That means that the scriptures are saying that the whole world has been under a multitude of rulers who, denying the word of the Most High as it is from the beginning, have worked to keep the people in darkness and not yet wise. 1 Corinthians 4th chapter talks about Messiah coming to expose or reveal the hidden things of darkness. How about those who keep people in the darkness? How about to reveal the light to those who would keep the world in blindness? He comes to reveal the light to those who would keep the world in blindness. He comes to reveal that light which they would obscure. And he says, when he appears, oh, we need to understand, he is called the King of Glory for a reason. Some texts call him the King of the East, but it means light. One who declares what is honorable before Yah. He says, when he comes in, every man should know how to praise, how to honor Yah. What does the scripture say in Isaiah 45? He says he declares, he declares the things that are right. He says did not say that people should look in the dark place of the earth or to seek him after the vanity, the short-sightedness of men. He says he declares the things that are right. The word there could be just as easily have translated righteousness. He reveals the light the world would obscure. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, how that wisdom is codified in the concept the Messiah is called in Revelation 16:12, the King of the East? How about it, Revelation 7:2, angel from the rising sun? How about a messenger, a king, who like the rising sun reveals the light to cast out all the darkness, reveals the light the world would obscure? How about Isaiah? My brothers and sisters, like I said, that calls him the righteous one from the east, righteous one like the rising sun, that because of him, the princes, how about the princes of darkness, the princes of rulers who keep the people in darkness, shall be as dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow. What about the scripture, my brothers and sisters, at Isaiah 41? Those of you who listen to this show on a regular basis should know what I'm talking about. Isaiah 41, it talks about, Most High shall, though the rulers have no knowledge of that which the Most High declared from the beginning, eternal. That means they're children of abomination and not light, not the wisdom of Yah. Scripture says, one who has been, they put down in your King James Version, he calls forth one from the north, that he is called. The word there for north, Sophon, also means one who is hid. He is a light of truth that the rulers of the world have hid. He said he comes suddenly like the rising sun. He says the princes be trodden down like martyrs, the potter treads clay. Because the Most High has looked and saw none preaching the gospel of light. the gospel of the kingdom of Yah, of the kingdom of light and truth. Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. For a reason, my brothers and sisters, that all his people might be well acquainted with the ways of the Most High, not provoking him, but offering blessing to his name. We read those scriptures closely. We've talked about this many times in this show. Scriptures go on further, and they talk about the idea about, none discerns what is an answer if the Most High asks a question. We've talked about it before. That word for answer there means declared what the Most High declared from the beginning. The light of truth that is from the beginning. In the beginning of the Word was with Yah, the Word was Yah. The Word itself, my brothers and sisters, should be a God that standeth to all people. All things are made upon that foundation. He said, in him was light, and the light was the life of men. But in him was light, and him was life, and the life was the light of men. It's all the same word, my brothers and sisters. Saying that only when man is consistent, he attains to the knowledge of righteousness, attains to what is acceptable unto the kingdom of Yah, will he be found a partaker in the kingdom peace that the Most High has promised upon this world. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that's willing to understand what these scriptures mean? It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Why do you think it's written, my brothers and sisters, in the book of Jacob that it's called James, that every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of light, in whom there's no variableness nor shadow of change? It said, receive the engrafted word, the word of light, my brothers and sisters, which is able to save, complete, make whole your soul. What about the scripture that also reads, those who keep his works to the full, he will give authority over the nations. He said, by your perseverance shall you gain your soul, by your patience, your perseverance, discerning the light of the kingdom that is not, my brothers and sisters, what is common in an indiscriminate world such as what we live in today. You got 45,000 denominations in a under a political system in this country, where even its proverbial, if you will, politics and national ideals are not solving as one. Politically and religiously, you have debate and doubt, everybody trying to present pictures the way they will. My brothers and sisters, is that the gift of the Spirit? No. Scripture says the Holy Spirit seeks to bring all things to remembrance. Well, if you got a 45,000 different denominations all claiming to be the Word from the beginning, guess what? All you have is confusion. You have a lot of deception, my brothers and sisters. You have many veils blinding you against discerning the light. Isaiah 25 says the victory is that he will cast aside the veil, the covering that is over all the nations. How about all the variant forms of darkness that men have called light, while certain very precious truth is hid from them, though they know it not? I've told you before, Most High has told me that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. As much, my brothers and sisters, I would still like to talk to you about. Much is written on my website, hiddengospel.com. Articles that are there that reveal these truths, truths that are prophesied in advance. The rulers would not tell. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. There is a need. Yes, there's a need to examine these verbiages. Hear me. I realize I have not a lot of time, so I'm trying to move through these things as swiftly as I can. I pray the Most High grants the Spirit upon his people. Discern the essence of that which I speak and the importance of these words. Zephaniah 3, how about 13 and 7? It says, awake, O sword. Scriptures speak of Messiah and talk about his word. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Being like a sharp two-edged sword. Able to tell the thoughts and intents of the heart. He says, out of his mouth comes the sharp two-edged sword with which he shall smite the nations. How about an absolute word of righteousness? And either man wants to walk according to that fullness, or he has chosen to walk in folly, foolishness, fleshiness, a deceptive standard that is not enough for a man to be confirmed, steadfast, safe, in the presence of the saints. In other words, what I mean by that, if he were in the midst of the presence of the saints, would he be counted one who would preserve the peace, or one who would, after his own blindness, self-righteousness, seek to destroy it. So the scripture tells us, it says, "Wake, O sword, against my shepherd." What is it talking about? Isaiah 49 chapter says, Messiah will come forth saying, "From the body of my mother, he made mention of my name. He's made my mouth like a sharp sword." Word of absolution, my brothers and sisters, and either man will walk after it, or he turning from it, or in turning from it, according to Acts 3:18 through 23, it says, "When he comes as a prophet to declare this word, whoever will not hearken to it, will be cut off from among the people." It's a very, very defining word, my brothers and sisters, because understand, all who are reasonable with the knowledge of the Most High, upon hearing the explicit, deep explanation of all the Most High has said, understanding what the Most High has intended from the beginning as an eventuation, they can only agree. They cannot disagree. That's why the scripture says, when he says, "Bind all the testimony, seal all the law." Isaiah 8:16 through 20. He says, if anyone cannot reckon according to the fullness of this word, he said they have no light in them. And my brothers and sisters, what it really means is there's some essence of the truth that either they do not have or they have resisted, seeking to preserve some illusion taught after this world that remains an obstacle against their discerning the greater dimension of truth. And until all such obstacles are removed, my brothers and sisters, the mind of a man is still counted in some way unstable. It's kind of like looking at what's in the book of Jacob they call James. It's called all the various rulerships of the earth a provocation, and that they have resisted in some way the knowledge of Yah. And they say, if you lack knowledge, you need to ask him. Yes, so if you lack knowledge, you need to ask him. He said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You need to ask the Most High beyond all doubt. How about seeking the perfect light? That's what he told Abraham to do. You walk after a pure and perfect word, there's only one choice. And in that one choice, in that same covenant, all must agree. So it says, "Awake, O sword." He's speaking about Messiah himself, against the multitude that call themselves his shepherds, against the men who are called his friends. Yohanan, John 15:14. "So you're my friends if you do all I command you." He said, watch out for false prophets. He's obviously talking about priests, pastors, rabbis, elders, kings, presidents, whatever you call them, who have been partial in the law, have been treacherous against the gospel. Each one amidst the nation seeking to preserve some lie, seeking to deny some truth, seeking to deny some truth. And after such as this, my brothers and sisters, the Most High cannot be pleased. So he says, smite the shepherds and their sheep. Those who have once been in allegiance to them shall be scattered. He says, I turn my hand against the great ones. How about the princes and their rulers who have kept the people in darkness? And it shall come to pass that in all the earth, they put down the word land there, but the word eretz means earth, says the Most High. Two parts therein shall perish and be destroyed, but a third shall be left therein, and I will cause the third that remains to pass through the fire. Oh, if you go into the islands and they talk about fire, they're all talking about the rebuke of the Most High. All that Most High finds necessary, my brothers and sisters, to cause men to seek him again, he will perform. I pray you will understand that, my brothers and sisters, the world is about to undergo much turmoil, all manner of wrath from the Most High. Scripture says there'll be great distress among the nations because most will realize they had not spent their time wisely discerning, my brothers and sisters, how they should have prepared that they might be able to stand before the Son of Man and understand his word, that they follow him wherever he leads. Talking about Luke 21. Check it out for yourself. But he says, I will refine them as they refine silver and try them as they try gold. Oh, this scripture should be reminding you, my brothers and sisters, what's in the book of Malachi. Because he said he's going to refine his people of all the impurities, of all the misconceits of all the nations, that he might restore his people to righteousness as of old as in former years. As to what it was, my brothers and sisters, before there were no fallen rulers, declaring their jurisdiction over men. And they shall say, they shall call upon my name. They shall be avowed unto him. Nonetheless, for the Most High told me that as long as man is subject to any conscience less than his own, it is trouble, it is tribulation, it is sin, it is damnation. He said, they will call upon my name. And he said, I will answer them then. Oh, understand the point. Shall men call upon the name of the Most High after the misconceits of another, that he should answer and ratify a lie? That's the reason why the scripture says, it come to pass in the last days, all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. And it said, in Jerusalem shall be deliverance to a remnant whom the Most High has called. The Most High grants a foundation upon which to genuinely grow. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who, having heard a foundation that will humble the soul, my brothers and sisters, that they, upon hearing the truth, will welcome it, and not in being argumentative and hard-hearted, be counted among those who the Most High says have insulted him. Scripture says, if a man sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, if he insults the truth after having the opportunity to receive the knowledge of the truth, it says, no more sacrifice to be offered for his sin. No more hope for forgiveness. How can a man, my brothers and sisters, blaspheme and insult the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the knowledge of the truth, and think that he shall ever mature unto a state found worthy before Yah? Oh, my brothers and sisters, we must be very careful. Most High will indeed seek to find who is that most humble and diligent soul. He said, I will answer them and I will say to them, they are my people. And they say, the Lord is my Elohim. The one who declares, in fact, my brothers and sisters, the one conscience for them all the precepts after which they must walk. Why? The scriptures tell us. What does the scriptures say? Say, against Yah and Yah only have we sinned. And when it says, against Yah and Yah only have we sinned, it says, and the Most High says, I'm everything and all that I am, all my precepts, all my word, all that is my promise. And when the judgment is established, my brothers and sisters, it will be looked upon, every soul will be looked upon in every nation, and it will be discerned whether or not they have walked fully according to the fullness of that word. And that day, my brothers and sisters, every soul will be ashamed of its sin and having fallen short of that glory, that honor, the fullness of these precepts the Most High has forsworn that his people must uphold. And blessed are they who will realize in that day that they should be count themselves very blessed, that they would be spared and granted the opportunity. To be forgiven. And seeking, my brothers and sisters, in fact, the forgiveness one of another, that they might dwell in peace. And the Most High have the offering that he will always in this earth is intended. The book of Revelation, 8th chapter. So the book of Revelation, in the 8th chapter, speaks in this manner. 8th chapter, Revelation 8 and 7, speaks about how the scriptures talk about this two-thirds perishing. He says, when this first angel of wrath sounded, say there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and were thrown to the earth, and a third of the earth was burned off, a third of the trees burned up, and the green grass was burned up. Who shall endure in a day of such wrath? My brothers and sisters, the scripture talks about one called an angel from the rising sun, an angel of light, a messenger of light, a king who reveals the light of the Most High. And the scripture talks about those who hearken to him will be sealed, preserved, protected in the midst of this time. But how many of my brothers and sisters are ready to reveal, or let's just say, awaken to the revelation of truth? But bring about that revelation, revolution, my brothers and sisters, necessary for men to be truly converted. I would have you to consider this scripture. Also, we find at the 9th chapter of Revelation, just as an example, but there's still a lot of principle that needs to be related. Revelation 9:15, and the four angels have been who had been prepared for that hour and day and month and year were released, and they should kill a third of mankind. But brothers and sisters, these are not the only scriptures that talk about what I'm talking about here. Book of Isaiah, 16th chapter, talks about all those who would set up obstacles against the people of the Most High, Israel, becoming fully what the Most High has declared. It says, within three and a half years, the years of a hireling. Say, within a short period of time, my brothers and sisters, the remnant of Moab, all those who would resist the knowledge of Yah, should be small and feeble. We're talking about a period of time, my brothers and sisters, which there'll be continuous wrath upon this earth until the world, my brothers and sisters, cleansed of all its rebels. Blessed are they who will understand that, my brothers and sisters, because the Most High intends that this world have peace. 3 years. How about 16:14? Now the Most High speaks, Isaiah 16:14, saying within 3 years, as a hired man, would count them as the year of a hireling, the glory of Moab. All the world that would resist the knowledge of Yah should be graded along with all his great population, and his remnant should be very small, impotent, feeble. Who's ready, my brothers and sisters, to realize that we must return to the knowledge of Yah if we are to endure? And we're not talking about truth as this world would declare, my brothers and sisters. Messiah said this peace he offers is not as the world giveth. He offers a counterfeit. Multitude of contentious nations and their avarice cannot be that light of truth. There's a word the Most High declared from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, only that, and only that word is the redemption of man. Yah declared all mankind to all mankind that against him, all mankind that would be against him, that his covenant, my brothers and sisters, must be restored to the minds of men. And he has declared, my brothers and sisters, that in so many ways the whole world has been partial, in many ways perverse, against the fullness of his law, his order, his peace. Therefore, all being found guilty, it is blessed, it will be kind of blessed by any soul whom the Most High has granted opportunity to repent unto the goal of world peace, reverent for the will and eternal purpose of Yah. One of the things the Most High told me earlier today, he was speaking to my spirit, and he said it's only those who have been most diligent will have the greatest opportunity to repent. My brothers and sisters, there's a lot to learn. Think about it. Can a man repent according to his own conscience? No, my brothers and sisters. Man has no power to repent and return unto the Most High after what simply seems wise in his own heart. Man, my brothers and sisters, who prepares himself now, seeking as much as he can understand now, praying the Most High to prepare his heart now, has the greatest opportunity to see his sin upon it being revealed, to discern it, that he might turn from it, and that he might turn toward righteousness. All the rulers of the nations uphold, they all have upheld some form of doctrine of depravity and denial of the word of Yah. Denial of what the Most High declared from the beginning is the eventuality. These rulers, my brothers and sisters, you need to think about this, cannot all be exponents of the eternal, everlasting word. And therefore, since they cannot all be true to that word that from the beginning is eternal, they cannot all be true to salvation. Quite frankly, the scripture says it's going to be found in the last days that all nations unto him, unto Messiah himself, to the glory of his Father, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Because men will discern that it is Messiah himself as heir of righteousness, revealer of righteousness, that the Most High has already apportioned, already appointed, that he might reveal the righteousness of the world as for so long my brothers and sisters sought to obscure. That he might reveal, my brothers and sisters, what is necessary that man in the presence of the Most High finds favor. What does scripture say in Isaiah 48? It say, he comes saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. Now the Most High has sent me with his spirit. So, oh, you kept my commandments. What do you declare from the beginning? Your peace would have been as a river. Your righteousness the ways of the sea. Your descendants would not have been destroyed before him. But brothers and sisters, in departure from that which the Most High declared is the purpose of man from the beginning, many, my brothers and sisters, have fallen far short of the glory. In fact, my brothers and sisters, fallen to the grave, never to know life, peace again. Isaiah 42, my brothers and sisters, like I said before, the scriptures talk about in Isaiah 41 going into 42, that all those who cannot declare what the word is that the Most High declared from the beginning were counted abominations. Both them and all those who follow them. Most High has not, he said he's looked and he hasn't seen anyone preaching fully, looking up the gospel, the word from on high. The Messiah will come, saying, what the scripture saying in Isaiah 42? It says, behold my servant, my elect, whom my soul delights, the chosen one. I put my spirit upon him. How about he also delights in him? The word of Yah. He shall surely bring forth justice, righteousness. He shall not fail nor be discouraged. He said justice, the light of truth in the earth, and I shall wait for his law, his light, his gospel. Yes, my brothers and sisters, look again to him for the word of peace. Unto him shall all the nations seek, and his rest, his peace, shall be glorious. A word of light, my brothers and sisters. A word honorable for Yah. The Most High declared from the beginning that if all should walk after it, there only shall be harmony, peace, light, life in the earth, my brothers and sisters. And then indeed, according to the glory of the Most High, shall have progress. But my brothers and sisters, we cannot deny that light and be called the children of light. It's something we must seek with all our minds and hearts. It is the salvation of a human soul. Think about it. Because none of the rulers restore what from the beginning is the way of peace, they are all called before the Most High the princes of darkness. Do I need to explain that? Because none of the rulers today of this earth declare fully what the Most High declared from the beginning, nor have they shown desire that men discern that which the Most High declared from the beginning. They all call the princes of darkness. They hide the greater light of truth. They hide the way of salvation from you. The various nations of the earth, the scripture says all the nations of the earth will perish. Oh, listen, Daniel 2:44. Most High says in the days of these kings, he's going to abolish their rule. He says he's going to set up a kingdom that will dissolve all these other kingdoms and their kings. Wow. He said that kingdom shall endure forever, never be left again to another people. Jeremiah 30:31. How about 30:10-11? Good place. 30:10-11. He says when he restores a people that will love him for all his will. He said he make a full end of all nations, that his people not be distracted. He make a full end of all nations. Wherever his people have been scattered, distracted. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that he redeem a people after a pure, perfect light, and there'll be none to obscure that wisdom that all his people should might understand and agree. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, there's a reason why Messiah then is called the King of the East, the King like the rising sun, the one that does not obscure the light but reveals it, for there's no darkness. No desire to hide the light of truth. For my brothers and sisters, he is the light of truth. Isaiah 41 calls him the king or the righteous one, likened to the rising sun. Again, it says all the princes and the rulers will be ashamed before him. Why, my brothers and sisters? What's the scripture saying, Isaiah, in the 9th chapter? Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. How about they shall see the light, my brothers and sisters, the rulers sought to obscure. Revelation 6th chapter, 12th verse on through, talks about the kings running for cover because, saying, hide us from the face of the Lamb, him who sits upon the throne. David's wrath is coming. Who shall be able to stand? Wrath for what? Because the rulers have kept the people in the darkness. Rome slaughtered many millions, my brothers and sisters, many, many, many millions over the first centuries of the so-called dispensation. In those years, especially subsequent to the fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD. And they slaughtered and slaughtered and slaughtered. And the only way those days were shortened, they slaughtered everyone who knew the truth or would speak it. My brothers and sisters, this world is yet to be returned to the pure, perfect knowledge of that light. Romans 11:25-27 says, blindness in part has befallen Israel until the time of the Gentiles. How about Gentile darkness, confusion? A multitude of diverse ideas can't be anything else but. To those times have come to an end. And then shall every man have the same covenant with Yah. Then shall all Israel be saved. Then shall we all discern the same light. Isn't it time we discern, my brothers and sisters, the truth of these things? A multitude of contentious nations because of their darkness, my people destroyed. World at war for lack of knowledge. Multitude of contentious nations and their debates and doubts cannot be that light of truth, peace, salvation, the gospel of light. The scripture says in Isaiah 41, comfort ye, O my people. The Holy Spirit, the comforter, teaches all things, that our warfare should come to an end. It says, all eyes should see the glory of Yah. How about the light of truth that all must walk after for there to be peace? Who is that one? It says in Isaiah 40, going into 41, who shall reveal it? Again, it's that scripture says, they await for the Lord shall renew their strength, shall discern what is the light of truth beyond all those who have sought to keep the people divided in the darkness. As one called the righteous one likened to the rising sun. Messiah said that he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. The one who reveals the light, my brothers and sisters. The morning star is the sun that casts out all the darkness and shows all that the world thought was light in the night. Puts it all to shame. Blessed they will understand what this truly means. Why don't they tell you all the prophecy that speak of Messiah? According to the such titles as King of Glory, Shashan Shah, Shiloh, Sunrise, Son of Righteousness that arises. It means, my brothers and sisters, that he comes to reveal a light the world is obscured, and a world dwelling in, under wickedness, under the evil one, the one who keeps people in the darkness, unaware of what they need to know to be true in all things. He comes to expose them all with the light, my brothers and sisters, of truth. That quite frankly, there's so much scripture that relates it again and again. So much truth, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers should have been willing to tell, but would not. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, Pharaoh is not going to let you know that he is Pharaoh. Especially after he's convinced the people in their lack of knowledge that there's nothing else they need to know. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, how have they kept the whole world in darkness? None among the rulers speaks the truth. Your presidents, your pastors, your kings, your rabbis, your elders have been hiding something very precious from you. And without that knowledge, my brothers and sisters, no man is made whole. How can men say that they are the children of light, not knowing the Prince of Light? The King of Glory, who will not, according to Psalm 24, compel his people to swear deceitfully after any vanity. Think about it. You swear to a deceitful standard when you uphold a standard that is not enough. Be found at peace with the people of the kingdom of Yah. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. What I'm telling you says he has restored righteousness as of old. Such that if you were again to see Abraham, Yishak, Abraham, Yishak, Moshe, the prophets, Yeshayahu, Yeremyahu, Zechariahu. If you will see them again, Malachi, all the apostles, it would be said that you had the same Most High to discipline you. Shall men, my brothers and sisters, say that after all the differences, competitive differences that are in this world, that if they were to meet the prophets of old, the saints of old, even Messiah, that it would be said that they were after his teaching? What does Scripture say? It said, watch out for false prophets. They don't teach you the fullness of what he declared after his spirit. He said he would say to many, would say they prophesied, preached in his name. Keep away from me. I never knew you. You never knew me. You didn't learn that from him. A brother and sister, the true prophet would not seek to hide these things from you, but assure that you have the knowledge of these things. Is there a time we understand? You have to ask the question why the rulers don't teach you about the secret city prophecies, which you'll find if you look in the chat room now. I put there, hiddengospel.com, secret city, early church origin. There's something that brought men from the darkness of this world to seek, my brothers and sisters, the wisdom that was being taught in the early church. It's forgotten expectation, my brothers and sisters, of man. And all the rulers of the earth in so many ways have told folks that after the contentions of this earth, not knowing the way of peace, that men should yet be preserved. How should you preserve a multitude of contentious standards that won't agree and expect there to be peace on earth? Most I said there will be peace. That means he's going to eradicate the negative and preserve the positive. So it's written. So it's always written. That is the judgment. How many are ready to understand that? You must discern, my brothers and sisters, the wisdom and the light of the Most High. And let no man think that he is wise according to his own estimation. Messiah will come to declare after that absolution, so men should consider what they had not considered. But who's ready to believe his report? Read Isaiah 52:15-53:1. Kings should shut their mouths because of him. In other words, the words of darkness. Lies preventing men from understanding the truth. Their mouths should be shut. We come forth saying, keep silence before me, O you owls. Talk to the rulers and say, shut up and let my people see the light. They might indeed awaken from their long years, ages of slumber. Is it not time, my brothers and sisters, or dare men say that remaining in the darkness, they shall be called the children of light? No, my brothers and sisters, we should know far better than that. Men deny even one collaborative precept of the light, my brothers and sisters, the wisdom of the Most High, the ways of his kingdom. You deny the light, like I said. Think about it. Hey, like I said, just simple as a driver's test. If all of a sudden you had people, some of them sit back and say, okay, a red light means you go, you're going to have problems. They say a stop sign means you go, you're going to have some problems. All the law is necessary for all to work together cooperatively. Messiah said, think not that he came to destroy the law of the prophets. He came to teach it all. He said, if you deny any part of that law after the contentions of your rulers, he said, you should not enter that kingdom. You're not going to disrupt his peace. Isn't it not time, my brothers and sisters, we must learn to respect him? Like I said, the princes of darkness are all the rulers who would deny you the word of light that the Most High declared from the beginning. They are all those, my brothers and sisters, who deny you the gospel, the glad tidings, the sure, whole, perfect word. That word for gospel, glad tidings, means the whole word of truth, that in all things you might be in agreement. People of Yah, be in agreement with the Most High, who says his very name means he is all. He is true to all that he is. He will not deny himself. 2 Timothy said, before he denies himself any precept of his word, he will deny us. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, it is an absolute requirement of man. We must discern what is full of the law of the Most High. If we break any part of the law, we have broken the peace. Isn't it time we have a greater love? My brothers and sisters, the victory, I'm telling you now, is attained in the light of truth. The rulers of this earth will not tell. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The gospel. Think about it. The gospel went forth from Israel. He said the nations must be converted, must be discipled. You ever stop to consider what the Most High then called peace? Must have been what the Most High sent forth as a gospel of peace. According to the word, the Messiah came to restore. After the Spirit that teaches all things, bringing all things to remembrance. But what he calls sin, my brothers and sisters, must be the various ways of the nation that had not this knowledge of truth. Constraints that all the rulers of the earth in their wickedness, their lawlessness, their desire to keep people blinded and under false allegiances. Every single one of them, my brothers and sisters, that will deny you the knowledge of these truths. They don't care anything about the salvation of your soul. They thrive by keeping the people in ignorance. They care nothing about the salvation of your soul. They keep you in darkness. They possess you. They own you. They have no intention of setting you free. Pharaoh, do you really think, my brother and sister, he'd be willing to sacrifice his dominion to be a savior? You need to think about it, my brothers and sisters. You need to think about it. So all the rulers of the earth have sought to maintain their various standards, far from the righteousness, the knowledge of the true covenant justice of the Most High, caring not that you ever discern that fullness. What does the scripture say in Psalms 2? Kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed, and that's why the nations rage and everyone imagines a vain thing. There is no peace. You see, to cast aside from themselves bondage to the law of the Most High. Think about it. The Most High is going to judge people according to the fullness of his law. Messiah said it himself. Shall men say that they wait to prepare for that day of justice and righteousness and order? Is that they have no law? The grace of Yah, that the Most High reveals his law beyond all the flawed, false rule that men had called authority after their variant misruling princes and kings that are in this world. Messiah, the end of your trust. One king is the end of your trust in all these various rulers who would hide the truth from you. For those who believe what the Most High reveals and will restore from on high. As I said before, all that is necessary to create a devil is for man to be left without the knowledge of Yah. All that is left for a man to be in the darkness to be without the light. No man's confirmed stable before the Most High, but brothers and sisters, lacking this knowledge. Scripture says, if you're among the nations, provocations of the nations, in the book of Yaakov again, says, if you're among these nations that tempt the Most High and their lack of knowledge, like the scripture also talks about the provocations in the wilderness in the book of Hebrews in the third chapter, Psalm 4. Hebrews 3rd, going into the 4th chapter. Psalm 95. I can talk a little bit about Psalm 4, too, because it says the same thing. Men, how long will you obscure my glory, my light? Do you want vanity and deception? Darkness forever? But know the Most High set apart for himself him that is wonderful. One who is inspired and has the light of Yah, he will answer when I call to him. All my brothers and sisters, Psalms 95 says the people that will not know his ways shall not enter into his rest. Hebrews 3rd and 4th says the same thing. It talks about keeping the Shabbat amongst other things. But the very word Shabbat means you seeking the complete word of Yah. The day if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. You must know what the acceptable will of Yah is. And a multitude of some 45,000 denominations are not going to teach it to you. Faith comes by hearing a word from Yah himself. You got a bunch of rulers out here who just sit back and tell you whatever they would appease your desire to be fatally flattered, whether you know it or not. I've had a lot of pastors tell me point blank, if the people are willing to buy it, they're willing to sell it. I've had a lot of pastors sit back and tell me straight out, yes, they know that their office is a sham. How, my brothers and sisters, can you have dualist allegiances? Like some tell me, I'm going to teach them I'm a Baptist. I'm going to teach what the Baptists preach. Do Baptists teach everything that's in that scripture? Absolutely not. Methodist. Some say I'm a Methodist. I'm a Catholic. I haven't seen any of them that teaches everything that's in those scriptures. There is some very powerful word there. But if people don't know what's missing, how do they even know what they lack? Think about it this way. If there was a truth that you would attain, that if you would have attained, you find out on your deathbed you would have had $1 billion, wouldn't you have sought that truth? Well, my brothers and sisters, not only are they taking from you all the riches you might have attained, but they deny you the opportunity of eternal life. They would have you kept in their darkness for life. And my brothers and sisters, even unto an eternal death. It's time to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers have been very treacherous. Isaiah 24 says we will all find that out one day. Because there's so much truth, my brothers and sisters, they should have told. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything. rulers have stood against that. Big problem, my brothers and sisters. More than a big problem. Devastating, my brothers and sisters, over the course of many, 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 many generations. Isn't it time we know better? Says two-thirds of humanity will perish, about 7 billion on the earth now, calculated to be roughly around about 4.6, few points, billion people. Scripture says, will perish. And it's all because the rulers treacherously will not tell you the greater truths. Scripture said they'd be running for cover one day because the Lamb appears and he said, go forth and teach all nations, and they stood against it. Running for cover, saying, hide from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. Did they tell you, my brothers and sisters, who Messiah said he is when he said he's the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star at Revelation 22, and said that's a testimony you should have been testified in all your churches? If you knew what that meant, you would know that you are only truly allowed entrance unto the kingdom of Yah if you seek to keep all his commandments. I'm talking about Revelation 22 now. If you seek to keep all his commandments, if you seek to add nothing or take nothing away, then are you offered opportunity unto entrance. We live in a world today, men want to sit back and say they just ask the Most High, they say, for his Holy Spirit, but then don't want to accept the fullness of the word the Holy Spirit would offer as discipline. If you believe the discipline of the Most High leaves man subject to a multitude of contentions, it's not Yah that you worship, my brothers and sisters, but a devil. Yah is one. It's time we understand the truth, my brothers and sisters, why the scriptures say, call Messiah. Some of the terms used for him in Scripture is morning star, the one who cast out all the darkness, King of glory. Look at the text at, 178 Luke, 2 Peter, 1:19. The 21 and 5 Messiah is being called the morning star. It's called the day spring from on high, Luke. 178. What brings forth the springing forth of the day if not sun? Sun and its rising. NESB uses the word there, sunrise. So is the NIV. The word for sunrise and the word for branch is the same as Zechariah 3:8 and 6:12. And Zechariah was a post-exilic prophet after the reign of one who was called by those very self-same titles as morning star, sunrise, king of the east. King likened to the rising sun, the one who reveals the light, the king of light and glory. My brothers and sisters, they tell you who that was. That Zechariah said it would come again. If they didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, who that one is, the Most High calls his anointed in Isaiah 45, Isaiah 44, who proved the rulers of the world foolish, false, fallen. Comes from the same derivative words. They didn't tell you about that one, my brothers and sisters, because they didn't want to be exposed in their treachery and having been men who only set obstacles against your discerning the greater truth. It's the reason why Messiah is called titles like Morning Star, Sunrise, Son of Righteousness, the Light of the World. My brother says he comes to reveal the light of Yah. Even the word the Most High gave to his people Israel of old. It will be a light and a blessing. Bring all nations to come one in the Most High. The gospel light, my brother and sisters, the gospel of peace. The gospel, the full, complete word the Most High required of his people. He said a faithful minister of Yah will seek to teach you all things. Faithful priest, seek to teach you all things and hide nothing. We seek to declare all righteousness, my brothers and sisters. All the Most High has spoken that it's necessary that all men might work together cooperatively, acceptable unto the Most High. Psalm 24. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Most High? Who shall stand in his holy place? Wow. who has clean hands and a pure heart, not lifted up his soul into vanity. How about that which is not fruitive according to divine will? Will not lift up his soul unto vanity, nor swear deceitfully. He sees his righteousness. Oh, his concept of what is acceptable unto the Most High. Huh. From the Holy One of his salvation. Who is this King of glory that will be mighty in battle? But he, my brothers and sisters, will cast aside all the princes and rulers of darkness. All your pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, kings, who hide the truth from you. That unto him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance to the glory of Yah, his Father, in gratitude. And in thankfulness, my brothers and sisters, that men finally receive the meek and the humble in the earth, receive the light of truth, the gospel light of truth, the glad tidings of the Most High. The Spirit of Yah is set upon me. Preach glad tidings, the gospel to the meek, humble who are not so quick to just say that they know enough. But let the Most High decide what pleases him, because he already has. He changes not. Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek, to open the eyes of the blind. Oh, we need some light here. Can we flip this switch? Open the eyes of the blind, to release the captives, those who have been kept in darkness. To bind up the brokenhearted, in other words, those who have been far from a covenant, whose hearts and allegiance have been far from a true covenant with the Most High. Hey, he heals them and brings them as messengers of the covenant to the light, my brother and sister, need be restored. Malachi speaks of him, calling upon the Lord whom ye seek to suddenly come to his temple. He's exposing all the rules of being partial in the law, treacherous against the covenant, teaching the ways of foreign gods, fallen standards. What a man believes is a god to him. There's a lot of folks out here, my brothers and sisters, tell you don't need the law of the Most High. You don't need his light. You don't need his conscience. But that's going to get you acceptable, make you acceptable before him. If you're not under divine law and light, and in the light of truth, my brothers and sisters, what do you think the law of the Most High is under order and peace? If you're not under his law and his light and his conscience, whose conscience are you under? Romans 11:25-27, I have desires, but brethren, you should know this mystery. You should know the truth the world will not tell. That you should know this mystery, that you might not be wise in your own estimations. Every nation wise after what? Would it consider sufficient? Isaiah 28 says it's going to be a terror for men to understand the report. What they thought was wisdom was far too short to be called a garment for a man to wrap himself up in it. Means he's left still in his carnal nakedness. Revelation 16 talks about you come suddenly, and blessed they will keep their garments, that they may not walk naked, and men see their shame. It means the garments of salvation, my brothers and sisters, the word of righteousness, that you might be discerned that you're more than just mere flesh. How did they continue to hide this from people? They flattered them and caused them to believe that they did not need to know? Beyond what men created? Institutions, if somebody puts a steeple on top, and that's a doggone obelisk, which you shouldn't make. Jeez. It's amazing. Somebody put a steeple on top of a church, put a cross up there, a symbol of Tammuz, Egyptian, not having anything to do with the faith. Some people turn around and say, okay, this is a house of the Most High. But brothers and sisters, they've taught you something Revelation talks about, a murderous system that will murder the saints, make war against them to overcome them. Set up a system, horns like a lamb, speaks as a dragon. It's a false faith, telling you don't need the righteousness of Yah because you can walk after what? Rome? Polytheism? Confusion? Wow. Horns like a lamb still speaks like Satan the dragon, the forked-tongued devil that seeks to deceive the whole world, according to Revelation 12:9. Isn't it time we discern, my brothers and sisters, what it really means when the scripture talks about Armageddon, 16:12, all the kings of the earth, kings who seek to keep the people in darkness. You see, they will come against the king called the king of the east, the one who brings the light that rises in the east is the sun. They put down kings in the east to try to throw you off, so you wouldn't understand who the king of the east is when he says, the rivers dried up before me to all the constraints of all the nations. A time of exodus and salvation. A time when all the foolish mindscapes of men will be exposed. Read Isaiah 44:20, talking about man not discerning how to get beyond all his illusions. Doesn't know how to deliver himself from the multitude of machinations he's created. People say the Most High would drive the rivers before him. How about seek to set the people free, discerning that the ways of the nations have been foolish? That he might establish Jerusalem upon a firm foundation. He is the shepherd of the Most High. The Most High calls him his anointed Messiah. Make the crooked places straight before him. In other words, remove every obstacle that men might see the way of the Most High. Discern the hidden treasures that the rulers have kept in the darkness. That's the same thing you find, my brothers and sisters, in 1 Corinthians 4:5 concerning Yeshua. He said he's the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that Isaiah 40-66 speaks of that same one? And he comes to declare absolution, my brothers and sisters. He didn't say he's going to hide anybody's iniquities. I said, my brothers and sisters, he will reveal the light that casts out all the darkness, exposes all the corruptions of man. Why do men sit back and think that he's going to, what? Leave iniquity to fester in the midst? No, he exposes it all that man might repent. Scripture tells us in the book of Romans, he revealed righteousness, every so-called doctrine of men falling short shall be shut. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we understand the real? I believe it is. I'm getting a lot of messages from the Most High of late, my brothers and sisters. The time is very short. Very, very short. You need to discern what I call the secret city prophecies. Look at the article on my website. Scripture mentions a city from which Messiah himself should be revealed to rebuke a whole world, because the confusions that are in that city are a mirror of the whole world. He rebuked a whole world's unrighteousness from that place. He said the kings of the earth are gathered there, and not just the kings, but all the precepts, the corrupt precepts of men, all the unclean spirits, the unclean doctrines of men, be rebuked from that place. They rebuke, therefore, all the wickedness of all the so-called miscreant social coalescences of a whole world, when it says the cities of the nations fell. It says in Isaiah 25, in the same concept, it says, O Yah, I will praise thy name, for thou hast performed a plan formed long ago. You made a city into a heap, a fortified city into a ruin. A palace of strangers, how about a city, after the ways of many foreign nations. False standards will be a city no more. Therefore, cities of ruthless nations shall praise thee. Keep reading, my brothers and sisters. I'm talking about Isaiah 25. It says, because of this, he will wipe away all tears from off all eyes. He will cast aside the veil that's over all the nations. In other words, whatever lies men have told to keep you from discerning the truth will be all cast down. He'll wipe away all tears from off all eyes, and it shall be said in that day, if you understand it, this is the righteous one for whom we have waited. They'll wait for the Most High. Him who reveals the light shall renew their strength. Seeing beyond all the obstacles of all the nations, say, who has stood up this righteous one like the rising sun, revealing the light? Oh, that's what it really means. See, all the various precepts and rulerships of men, institutions, denominations, nations, of men, different doctrinal institutions, all declaring something different, should be all put to shame before his greater light. In Isaiah 50, 10-11, verse, says, who among you who has no light, who would serve the Most High and has no light, does not have that invariant full light of truth, has nothing with which to discern how to please the Most High. That's what it's really talking about. Fully appeasing. So let him trust in the name of the Most High, one who is called by the name of the Most High, and be saved by his Elohim. Scripture says the same one will come forth saying, morning by morning, as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. And I have not turned back to rebellious ways, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. How about those who have been wearied after a multitude of corrupt ways among the nations, praising the rulers and the kings, it says in Isaiah 57. My brothers and sisters, it's time to understand what these scriptures mean. So many ways men's perception of what is righteous has been obscured by those who have hid the truth from them, the rulers of the earth. Most High says he's going to reveal the truth that they should, if they were faithful, have revealed. proving them all treacherous, keeping the people in darkness, keeping them contentious, at war, caring not how many times they sent men off, my brothers and sisters, to die, to preserve something that could never be salvation. Most High says he's going to make a full end of all nations that have kept his people in this scattered blindness. How do men say they're giving their lives for a faulty foundation among the nations, but still find what? Life? The gospel is the word, my brothers and sisters, before all these nations ever, division ever came to be. Blessed are they who will discern what the Most High declared from the beginning. Messiah said, I'm the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are they who do his commandments. Many of my brothers and sisters, the commandments of life, according to what the Most High declares, the word, his promise, his precepts, his principles, his law, because it's consistent and does not change from the beginning. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will discern that truth. Why didn't they tell you, my brothers and sisters, who the scripture relates Messiah must be? Who the early church was anticipated, was anticipating as the Savior? It's an article on my website called Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. And in discerning who is that one called Shiloh, the Kurdi, the righteous one, discerning who Messiah said that he is, qualifying himself as Messiah by saying he is that one called Shiloh the Kurdi. Or your King James Version wanted to put him down as Cyrus. They're trying to hide something from you again. They wouldn't tell you that the early church called him the Kurdi, the righteous one, one like the rising sun, the King of Light. They didn't tell you that the church, early church, didn't call themselves Christians. They called themselves Kurdish Shania. You'll find it on my website, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. What's so significant about that? Kur means sun, tis means rise, Shah means king. They anticipated Messiah's return as the king of the east to cast aside all false rule of the earth. Without that expectation, my brothers and sisters, the casting aside all the darkness, all the illusions of this world, my brothers and sisters, man is still complacent. After illusion, blinded, self-satisfied, still in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, an exponent of the darkness. For every lie, every half-truth men exalt is an obstacle against man discerning the greater light of truth. Greatest wisdom is not what people think they know is sufficient, but what men don't know. What men think they know, not giving full consideration of all the Most High declared, that is not wisdom at all. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, some of the biggest lies and half-truths, total suppositions have been taught. Biggest lies, my brothers and sisters, hide the greatest light of truth. Satan knows that all he has to do is hide one very critical idea. Think about it, and you can miss point entirely. To know what it said and not know why it said to miss the point. You might know at what dock a boat is going to leave, and it's the only one floating, and all the rest will fail. But if you don't know what time it leaves, where on the dock it is, you might get on the wrong boat. But my brothers and sisters, the Most High, I know what they told you. They told you Messiah comes in the clouds. They didn't tell you the word for clouds there, and the idea of clouds relates to message, like a message from on high, that all should see, that all might agree. They looked at the clouds, and they saw the seasons. They anticipated seasons change, when it was going to rain, whether they could work, whether they should try to work a little bit faster. Prepare for what was to come. Scripture talks about clouds of witness, testimony in Hebrews 12. It talks about they all were under the same cloud, baptized under the same cloud, same message, same spirit, my brothers and sisters, same testimony when they left out of Egypt and not in 1 Corinthians 10. How much have they been hiding from you, my brothers and sisters? Do you really know? Rome murdered millions, like I said before, to hide the truth. Murdered millions who knew the truth. that they might silence them, all who would speak. Maybe I need to clarify something for a moment. Revelation, 6th chapter, only got a few seconds left, compares to Matthew 24. Talking about after the fall of Jerusalem. Like I said, Rome continued to murder and murder until every voice that knew the truth was silenced. White Horse Rider in Revelation 6, where brothers and sisters are going forth with the gospel light of peace. Red Horse Rider seeks to take away that peace. That's the nation of the earth that despise the word that will liberate your soul from all the princes and rulers who keep you in the darkness. Black Horse Rider is famine for a word. Amos 8, 11 through 12 said men would go forth to and fro all the land looking for the word of Yah, would not find it. That means they found a tainted word. It's not the word of Yah.
90 seconds.
Tainted or corrupted in any way. It's not the doctrine, not the word, not the promise of Yah, not according to any man's lie. He said, Pale Horse Rider, death and hell. What do you think is the result of this, my brothers and sisters? The Savior is called the Savior because he comes in the last days to overcome the world, to overcome every obstacle, to discern again and remember after the Holy Spirit that brings all things to remembrance.
Seconds.
That which the world would not reveal because his faith, not after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear, but his faith, my brothers and sisters, come from hearing the word of Yah directly. Who will understand it in this time? The Messiah comes to overcome all illusions and reveal again that light that others might do the same. And that, my brothers and sisters, it will be a great blessing in the earth. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, the name of Yah of Covenant Remembers Ministries. Thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings near. To his might, to his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. Please, my brothers and sisters, let others know. Those articles on my website you see in the chat room.
10 seconds.
You can't live without them. You can't be without the light and be agreed with all the children of light over the course of ages.